我想昨天晚上我们领受Pastor David 的信息，我相信我们都得到很多的帮助。有多少人你领受这样的恩膏，举起手来看看吧。哈利路亚！今天下午还要继续在我们中间来讲这样的恩膏怎么样能够帮助我们走过逆境。我深深的相信神要在我们每一个人身上带领我们，在我们这个特会当中，每一个人离开之前，你一定能领受到得突破的恩膏，在你生活的每一个领域里面，你要开始经历神丰盛的恩典。Amen， 哈利路亚！我们再一次拍手，我们欢迎 Pastor David。
Thank you. Praise the Lord. It is good to be with you again. Are you being blessed by the conference?Are you tired?
No.
No? Okay, good. Well, today I want to pray for each and every one of you.
今天要为你们每一个人来祷告。
Except for the person who parked in my parking space.
只有一位，就是停在我的停车位的那个人，不为你祷告。
It has my name right there, and someone parked in it.
我的名字就写在那个牌子上，居然有人停在那里。
But...It's okay.
没关系
Because I park in Bill Baldwin's space.
我就停在 Bill Baldwin 的位置上
Is Bill Baldwin here?
Is Bill here?
He just left because he couldn't find a parking place.
I think he took your car.
He took my car. he drove off in my car. I forgot to mention that I brought some teaching products with me.
我忘记跟大家提一下，我带了一些教导的系列来。
And you know, I just love the Word of God and how it helps people to become free and to become mature and to become strong.
我非常喜欢跟人分享上帝的话，因为能够帮助我们健康，帮助我们成熟，帮助我们成长。
So I have just a few series here. There's a series on spiritual authority and how to grow up.
我们讲到一个属灵的权柄如何能够长大成人。
This one says, when all hell is breaking loose, it's good stuff.
当所有事情都好像都不行的时候，是一个我们成长的时刻。
This one I recommend to you, it's called Overcoming Infirmity.
这个是能够胜过一切的好像难处或者说是软弱。
Infirmity is a condition which invites illness and weakness into our bodies.
软弱的时候呢，我们就好像邀请很多的疾病就会来到我们的生命。
And a lot of times we're praying for healing to come, but we need to come against infirmity as a condition.
很多时候我们为疾病祷告的时候，我们其实先要来祷告，让我们能够胜过这些的软弱。
In fact, today that's one of the things that I really want to make sure we pray for after the teaching.
我想今天特别在这方面，在我们教导结束以后，特别要为这个来祷告。
This is one of the most helpful teachings that our ministry has ever produced. It's called Leviathan. It's on the spirit of division.
这个是对我们的教会非常有帮助的，是讲到一个好像一个分裂的灵。
We need to understand that in this move of God that we are in, there are enemies.
当我们在神的运动里面运行的时候，其实我们会碰到仇敌。
And there are specific enemies that come against the apostolic ministry, the missionary ministry, to oppose it.
对各个的这个神的事工、使徒的团队或者先知的，都会有一些特殊的一些敌人要来抵挡我们。
And if you've ever had mysterious misunderstandings and sudden separations in your relationships, you may have dealt with Leviathan.
如果在你的这个关系的里面，有些时候有些的破裂，可能这就是我们所面对的一种属灵的征战。
I wrote a book some years back called Apostles and the Emerging Apostolic Movement.
过去我写过一本书，是特别讲到使徒性的运动的崛起。
I hope every pastor and every missionary here will get a copy of this if they don't already have one.
如果你还没有这本书的话，特别我们的传道同工，希望你能够买一本这样的书。
This is a revised edition, brand new edition of the book.
这是一个新版本的。
And I'm going to put all this down here and get it out of the way. Praise the Lord. Do you have your Bibles?
有带圣经吗？
Let's get our Bibles, everyone.
好，我们把我们圣经拿打开。
Who wants a breakthrough?
谁要有突破？
who wants to be blessed?
谁要蒙福?
In order to do that, we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们就需要有圣灵的恩膏。
Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27.
以赛亚书的第十章。
It says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil.
在以赛亚书十章的
Isaiah 10, 27, yeah.
第二十七节第十章的第二十七节他说到那日亚述王的重担必离开你的肩头他的轭必离开你的颈项那轭也必因肥壮的缘故撑断
There are yokes of the enemy that come against our lives
那在有一些在我们生命的里面会碰到一些仇敌的重轭
Fear can be a yoke
恐惧可能是一个重轭
Anxiety can be a yoke
焦虑可能是一个轭
Division can be a yoke.
纷争可能是一个轭。
Infirmity can be a yoke.
软弱可能是一个轭。
And these devices of the enemy are meant to hold us back from achieving our breakthrough and our destiny.
撒旦魔鬼仇敌他会用这些的工具器皿让我们能够拦阻我们往前行。
And in seasons of difficulty, the enemy would like to come and place yokes on our lives.
特别当我们遇到困难的时候仇敌就要把这些的重担和轭放在我们的生命里。
And they can slip in onto our lives without us even realizing.
有些时候在我们不知不觉的当中这些的重担就来到我们身上。
Suddenly we feel bent over.
有些时候好像我就被他压弯了腰。
We feel heavy in our spirit.
我们的灵里面觉得很沉重。
We don't have the same joy or the same victory that we used to have in Christ.
我们好像失去了过去在耶稣基督里面的那个喜乐和得胜。
We don't see results in our ministry.
当我们侍奉的时候看不见果效。
We don't see blessing on our family.
没有看到祝福在我们的家里。
And what may have happened is the enemy has come and placed a yoke over our life or over our home.
这可能是因为仇敌进到我们生命里面，在我们生命的里面。给我们的一个重担和轭。
Churches can develop yokes.
教会也可能会有重担和轭。
Things that will hold back the worship.
有些东西呢会拦阻我们敬拜。
Things that can hinder evangelism or prayer.
或者是阻止我们的祷告和有传福音。
The enemy comes to slip a chain over those areas of ministry in the church.
撒旦魔鬼仇敌他会给我们好像我们的事工里面上了一个锁链。
Regions can develop yokes.
地区也可能有轭。
There is regional spiritual warfare.
有一些是区域性的一些属灵征战。
Problems can be loosed on the land that will hinder the land.
有些的问题会是特别在土地上。
It will actually stop the gospel from moving forward in a region.
会拦阻福音在某一个地区的传扬。
And before we can see the gospel move forward, we have to break those regional yokes.
如果我们要看到福音继续能够传下去，我们要看到那些的轭要被折断。
But in every case, whether the yoke is individual or on a church or on a region, it requires the anointing to break that yoke.
无论是地区性的、个人性的，或者是教会性的，这些沉重的轭是需要有膏油来折断。
And if we live without the anointing, we're going to be very, very bound.
如果我们没有神的恩膏在我们的里面，我们就会受到辖制。
One of the things we have to keep in mind is that anointing is like oil, like natural oil.
我们知道那个恩膏就好像我们普通用的这个油一样。
It evaporates.
它会蒸发。
If I take oil,
如果我拿油
and put it on your forehead,
放在你的额头上
after a few hours, there won't be oil anymore.
几个小时以后呢，就不会再有那个膏油。
It dissipates.
那个会蒸发。
So even if you were blessed and anointed a few weeks ago or a few days ago,
所以即使呢，在几天前、几个礼拜以前，神的恩典、恩膏临到你。
You and I have to be constantly refilled with that anointing.
我们不断的要被神的恩膏来浇灌。
As we are being refilled, those yokes are being continuously destroyed in our lives. Hallelujah.
当恩膏不断的在我们生命里面来浇灌我们的时候，那个沉重的轭就会不断的。
And Jesus came and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to bring release to the captives. Hallelujah.
感谢赞美主，主说主的灵在我身上，因他用膏膏我，让传福音给那个贫穷的人。
So today I want us to pray at the end of the teaching.
所以今天在我们教导结束的时候，我们要一起的祷告。
And I want us to be very forceful and very direct against those things that are designed to bind us.
所以我们要非常强有力，而且非常有焦点的，对于那些要来敌对我们的这些的恶，我们要向他们来宣告。
Anything that is holding you back today has to be destroyed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
任何拦阻我们的东西，今天一定要被摧毁跟折断。
Anything that is hindering your family, we must destroy it in Jesus' name.
我们必须奉耶稣基督的名来断开一些跟我们家庭阻扰我们家庭的一些东西。
Anything that is affecting your ministry or your church, we have to take it on, engage it, and break it by the power of the anointing.
所以我们要靠着神的恩典和他的恩膏来断开一切在我们事工里面一切仇敌的辖制。
And I believe even as we bring our faith together today, that we will see things change in regions wherever you're from.
我相信当我们同心合一一起来祷告的，无论你从哪里来，我们要看到突破在那个地区要发生。
As we focus our faith, that yoke is going to be broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But before we do that, I want to teach you from the Word of God a very special teaching about three anointings.
但今天呢，我们先要来教导的是，来学习的是三种的恩膏。
Three biblical anointings that we must understand if we're going to really see yokes broken.
如果我们真的要看到那些轭被断开，我们特别要来明白、要了解、认识这三种的轭，三种的膏油恩膏。
About 2 years ago, there was a story. Maybe you saw it in the news.
两年前呢，可能在新闻上你看到一个新闻。
There was an American pharmacist.
是有一个美国的药剂师。
And he was watering down the medicine.
他呢，把那个药呢，把它冲淡了。
People were coming to him for heart medication.
有些人是因为心脏病来找他。
Epilepsy medication.
可能有癫痫的毛病。
But medication to lower their blood pressure.
降低他的血压。
And because he was so greedy.
因为呢，他非常的贪心啊。
He was mixing water and, you know,blending things into the medicine to make it stretch.
所以呢，他就在里面掺水，让这个药呢好像就被冲淡了，以至于他可以好像就做更多的这个药。
So the medicine actually did not have the potency and the power that it needed to have.
所以呢，那些的药物呢就开始失去它本来应该有的那个效力。
And do you know what happened? They people started dying.
那你知道后来有一些人就因为这样子就死掉了。
That's how they found out what he was doing.
是因为有一些人这样子死了，所以他们才发现原来这个人在做这样的事。
He had made an extra $400,000 or $500,000.
他就多赚了可能四五万块钱，当他这么做的时候。
But 118 people died.
但是118人死了。
Because he was mixing.The medicine.
因为他把那个药剂给冲淡了。
They caught him and they sentenced him to 30 years in prison.
所以他们逮住他了以后，就判他30年坐牢，要判刑。
And I thought about that and I realized that today in the church, the same thing is happening.
那我就发现今天在教会里面，同样的事也在发生。
Not everything that looks like the true anointing of God.Is really the power and anointing of God.
不是每一个我们所看见好像是神的恩膏，都真正是上帝的恩膏。
There is mixture in the church today. I'm sorry to say.
我很抱歉要这么说，在教会里面好像有一些的掺杂。
And unless we get the medicine right, we're not going to see people healed in our churches.
除非我们的那个药剂是对的成分，要不然不能看到人得医治。
Can you say amen?
你能说阿门吗？
So we have to have a powerful anointing.
所以我们要有一个强有力的恩膏。
A pure anointing.
一个纯的恩膏。
And today I want to teach you the difference between three different kinds of anointing because only one of them is the true anointing of the Holy Spirit.
那今天我要特别教导三种的恩膏，但其中只有一种是真正的恩膏。
We're going to go to the book of 1 John.
我们要去看这个约翰一书。
We're going to read some verses together out of the Word of God and let the Bible speak to us and let the Bible teach us.
我们让上帝的话自己来对我们讲话，来教导我们。
First John chapter 2 verses 18 to 27. Chapter 2, 18 through 27, if you would read, please.
第二章十八到二十二节，约翰一书。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
18到27节。
Good.
Okay. 小子们啊，如今是末时了。你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督出来了。从此我们就知道如今是末时了。他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去显明不是属我们的。你们要从那圣者受了圣膏，你们从圣者受了圣膏，并且知道这一切事。我写信给你们，不是因为你们不知道真理，正是因你们知道，并且知道没有虚谎是从真理出来的。谁是说谎话的呢？不是那不认耶稣为基督的吗？不认父与子的，那这就是敌基督的。凡不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有了。论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里。若将那起初听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。主所应许我们的就是永生。我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Now, did you notice in verse 27?
那你有没有注意到第27节？
He said, the anointing you receive from him remains in you.
他说你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。
He also says the anointing teaches you about all things.
他并且说这个恩膏会在凡事上教训你们。
And this is important. He said, and that anointing is true and not a lie.
那注意这里怎么讲，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
Another version says that anointing is real and not a counterfeit.
是一个真正的，而不是一个假冒的恩膏。
So there's a real anointing and there's a counterfeit anointing.
所以有一个真的恩膏，也有一个仿造的假的恩膏。
Now thank you for being patient as we read these passages because they're very important for us.
那我们需要很有耐心地读这段话，因为非常的重要。
There's one more passage that we're going to read, chapter 4, verses 1 through 6.
第四章的第一到第六节，我们要来读。亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是。因为世上有许多的假先知已经出来了，凡灵认耶稣基督是从肉成了肉身来的，就是出于神。从此你们就可以认出神的灵来。凡灵不认耶稣，就不是出于神，就是那敌基督者的灵。你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在里面的比那在世界的更大。你们是属他们是属世界的，所以论世上的事，世人也听从他们。我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。
Now I want you to notice that the Apostle John is very strong here.
那在这里呢，使徒约翰是非常的强调，他非常强。
He is explaining very carefully.
他非常仔细的在解释
the different influences that are affecting the body of Christ.
在神的家里面会有不同的影响力。
He loves the true anointing of the Holy Spirit.
他非常爱那个圣灵，那个真正的圣灵的那个真理。
And he tells us, children receive this anointing and it comes to you from the Holy Spirit and it's a wonderful blessing.
哦，你们要从圣灵领受这样子的真理的恩膏是非常好的。
But then he gives a very strong warning.
但是他也给我们一个很严重的一个警告。
He gives a warning because he loves people.
他给我们警告，因为他爱我们。
He wants the medicine.
他要这个药
to heal the people.
能够医治人。
And he doesn't want a counterfeit medicine.
哦，他不是要一个假的药。
He doesn't want a counterfeit anointing harming people and leading them into deception.
他也不要一个假的恩膏会带领人离开神。
He actually pictures a conflict here.
在这个地方好像他画了一个画面是一个冲突一个矛盾。
It's a kind of a spiritual war that's going on.
好像是一种的属灵的征战在发生。
A war between the true anointing and the false anointings.
一个真的恩膏和假的恩膏的征战。
And because I love the body of Christ,
因为我爱神的身体,
and you love the body of Christ,
你也爱神的身体,
because we love people,
因为我们也爱人,
we must be able to discern the difference between the true anointing and things that are not the true anointing.
所以我们必须要学习分辨什么是真和假的恩膏。
So today, let me share these three with you so that we can understand it very clearly.
所以今天让我来分享这三个，所以我们可以很清楚地认识。
Now, the good news in the midst of this great struggle and war.
那么好消息是，当我们在这样子的一个征战的里面。
John says we have the anointing. Hallelujah.
约翰说我们有那样的恩膏，赞美主。
We have the power of God, right?
我们有神的能力，对吗？
It's inside of us.
在我们的里面。
And this is what he says to us. You, he says, are able to discern between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
所以他就告诉我们说，我们能够分辨真和假的恩膏。
Say this out loud. I can discern.
我们一起说，我能够
between the false and the true.
真和假。
Now, the minute you are able to discern between the false and the true, you are able to enter into maturity.
能够分辨真假，我们就迈向成熟。
Children cannot tell the difference between the false and the true.
小孩子真假不分。
Children are easily fooled.
小孩子很容易受骗上当。
Ephesians chapter 4 says that we should not be carried off by every wind of error and doctrine.
所以以弗所书告诉我们说不能够为异教之风好像吹来吹去飘来飘去被人引诱。
It actually tells us that there are men that are lying in wait in cunning craftiness to deceive the people of God.
他就讲到说是有一些仇敌他们正在等候要来欺骗神的子民。
But he said the fivefold ministry has been given to us so that we are not immature but mature and able to discern.
但是神给我们五重职事，让我们能够长大成人，让我们能够分辨真假。
So today you're just going to get more mature because of this teaching. Hallelujah.
所以今天透过这个教导，我们要更成熟。
You're going to walk out of this room stronger and more mature in Jesus' name.
当我们离开的时候，我们可以奉主的名，我们更强壮而且更成熟。
Let me give you the three anointings.
让我给你这三个恩膏。
First of all, the true anointing of the Holy Spirit.
第一个，一个真正圣灵的恩膏是。
That's what I feel in this place right now. Hallelujah.
这就是我现在所感受到的真正的恩膏。
That's the one that breaks the yoke.
这个是能够折断承受恶的。
That's the one that gets us through our hard times.
这个是能够带领我们度过难关的。
And so I want to teach just for a moment on this and then move to the other two.
所以我先花一点时间教这个，然后我们再讲其他两个。
What is the true anointing of the Holy Spirit?
什么是圣灵的恩膏，真实圣灵的恩膏？
The anointing, the Greek word is chrisma.
Chrisma 就是这个希腊文讲到恩膏的这个字。
It means the unction and the power.
就是讲到能力。
And actually the word chrisma is related to the word Christ.
因为这 chrisma 这个字是跟基督 Christ 是有相关的。
Did you know that Jesus Christ, Christ is not his last name?
你知道 Jesus Christ, Christ 不是他的姓。
That is a description...of the power and the office that is on his life.
是讲到神的一个身份，他的一个地位。
He is the Christ, that means he is the anointed one.
他讲到我们他是基督，是讲他是受膏者。
Aren't you glad the anointed one lives on the inside of you?
你知道那受膏者今天就住在我们的里面。
That means power is in your life.
这就是说有能力在你里面。
Divine power, hallelujah.
属天的能力。
You say,I know that when I pray for you, you're going to be blessed.
我知道当我为别人祷告的时候，别人就会蒙福。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because the blesser lives on the inside of me. Hallelujah.
因为那个祝福人的那一位住在我们里面。
So when I pray for people,
所以当我为人祷告，
and Christ, the anointing comes upon me, the blessing is released.
所以呢，当那个神的恩膏在我里面，那个祝福就被释放。
And the yoke is broken. Hallelujah.
沉重轭就被断开。
The anointing is what empowers the prophet to be able to prophesy.
所以呢，恩膏是给那个先知，他能够预言。
It's what empowers the evangelist to win a soul.
是让那个传福音的人能够去得着人的灵魂。
It's what empowers someone that has the gift of healing to be able to bring healing to a person's life.
带给那个医治者能够使别人得医治。
It is tangible.
是能够触摸得到，是真实的。
It is powerful.
是有能力的。
And it is life-changing.
是能够改变生命的。
Hallelujah.I got an email today from a friend of mine who's looking for a ministry position.
我有个朋友，他给我一个 email， 他想找到一个服侍的工作工厂。
And he's a spirit-filled Christian.
他是一个蛮有圣灵充满的基督徒。
He prays in tongues.
他要用方言祷告。
And he has the power of the Holy Spirit in his life.
但是呢，他也有圣灵的能力在他里面。
And he told me, I'm so surprised that so many non-charismatic churches want to hire me.
他说：“我真觉得奇怪，有许多不是灵恩的教会想要雇佣我。”
He said, "I thought they would not like the fact that I speak in tongues."
他说：“我想他们大概不会喜欢我说方言。”
And I wrote him back and I said, "Of course they want to hire you."
我说他当我就写回信给他说：“我说当然他们要雇佣你。”
Even non-spirit-filled churches know that the anointing breaks the yoke. Hallelujah.
就是没有恩膏的教会，他也知道，那个膏油能够断开沉重轭。
They don't want you to talk about tongues.
但他们不要你讲。
They don't want you to speak in tongues.
他们不要你谈方言。
But they want you to lead worship with the power of God.
但他们要你用圣灵的能力来带敬拜。
And they want you to minister with the power of God.
他们也想要你用圣灵的能力来服侍人，服侍神。
Everybody appreciates the power of the anointing. Hallelujah.
每个人都喜欢那个恩膏里面所带出的能力。
And by the way, when the anointing is on your life, you become very attractive.
当那个恩膏来到你身边的时候，你会非常的吸引人。
Ladies, listen very carefully.
姐妹们，你留心听。
Single men, listen carefully. When the anointing is on you,
单身弟兄，你要的，当那个恩膏在你身上的时候
，your face will shine.
你的脸会发光的。
And the young ladies will look at you. Well,
女孩子看你说，哇。
It's the favor of God.
是神的眷爱。
It's the power of God.
是神的能力。
And it makes you attractive, hallelujah.
让你能够非常有吸引力。
Now, we know that the true anointing is linked with the truth of God's word.
那真正的恩膏是跟神的真理是息息相关的。
The true word of God will never produce a false anointing.
一个神的真理绝对不会带出一个假的恩膏。
If we get away from the Bible,
如果我们离开神的话
then we may get into deceptions and errors.
我们就会出错误，就会被引诱。
That's where the power of the enemy begins to work.
那在那个地方，在那个地步，仇敌的工作就可以展开。
But as long as we are reading truth,
但只要我们在读真理
and hearing truth,
听真理。
And teaching truth,
教导真理
we will be experiencing the power of the anointing.
我们就会经验到恩膏里面的能力
The other thing the anointing is linked with is humility.
恩膏跟这个谦卑也是息息相关
We have to be sure to repent in our spiritual lives.
在我们生命的里面，我们要学习来认罪悔改
Brokenness is a very important ingredient for the anointing to come forth.
破碎是让神恩膏降临一个很重要的因素
Years ago, Watchman Nee wrote a famous book called The Release of the Anointing.
Watchman Nee, 尼托森他写了一本书，就是恩膏的释放。
And he talked about the alabaster box that had to be broken in order for the anointing to come out.
他就讲到这个真拿达的这个香膏必须要打破这个玉瓶，那个香膏才会出来。
You and I are vessels of the Holy Spirit.
我们都是圣灵的器皿。
But if we don't allow ourselves to be broken, then we cannot be a blessing to other people.
除非我们允许神破碎我们，我们没有办法，我们的恩膏会流出来祝福别人。
And the anointing is that which brings freedom to people.
那恩膏会带给人自由。
Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. This is Luke 4, 18 and 19. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Luke 4, 18 and 19.
所以在这地方耶稣基督说主的灵在我身上, 因他用高高我, 叫我传福音给贫穷的人, 差遣我报告 被掳的得释放, 瞎眼的得看见, 叫那受压制的得自由。
So all of this is a blessing that we can hunger after and receive in our lives, and God can use us through the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以透过圣灵, 这都是神可以给我们的祝福, 而且可以带给别人的祝福。
That's the first one.
这是第一个。
Are you still with me?
你们还在听吗?
The true anointing.
真的恩膏。
But brothers and sisters, I'm sad to say,
但是弟兄姐妹, 我很难过地说,
that there are other anointings that are not true.
还有一些其他的恩膏是假的。
There are powers that are at work in the world today,
有一些假的能力运行在世界里。
And the second one that John describes here is a false anointing.
那么在约翰在这里, 使徒约翰所讲的, 还有另外一种是假的, 荒谬的,
we have this English word pseudo anointing.
就是有这个 pseudo, 就是假的意思。
P-S-E-U-D-O, pseudo.
Pseudo.
It means fake.
就是假。
I was recently in Oklahoma.
最近我在Oklahoma.
And there in Oklahoma and Kansas and so many of those Midwestern states, they grow a lot of corn and vegetables there.
所以在那个地方呢, 有很多这个农产品。
And one lady was telling me about this genetically modified vegetables. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, 有一些好像是一些特质 特别这个基因他们所做的这一些的这个农作物
they're growing vegetables, they're breeding them.
他在好像在繁殖蔓延这些的这个农作物
and they've changed one or two of the genes in the vegetables.
他们把这个农作物这个的基因稍微改变一下
and when they change the gene, the bugs don't want to eat it.
当他改变这个基因的时候呢, 连虫都不想来吃这些东西。
And so it grows and they lose less vegetables.
所以呢, 这个农作物就会成长, 然后他们就会有更好的收成。
So it looks like a bell pepper.
所以看起来好像像一个青辣椒。
It looks like a tomato.
看起来好像是一个番茄。
But on a genetic level, it is not a bell pepper.
但事实上在这个基因上, 它并不是一个真正的番�ye。
And even the bugs don't want to eat it.
连虫都不想吃。
And they're putting it in your supermarket.
但他们现在把它放在我们的超级市场里。
And this woman was telling me, don't eat it. If a bug won't eat it, you shouldn't eat it.
所以这个女的说, 如果连虫都不吃, 你最好也别吃了。
She said, unless you are buying organic vegetables, you are eating genetically modified vegetables.
她说你最好是 最好不要吃天然的那自然的那样子才行。
That's a frightening thing.
哇，这蛮可怕的。
What's going to happen to us?
在我们身体会发生什么事?
Are we going to grow a third eye? I don't know.
不知道会长第三只眼睛。
An arm going to come out of our neck or something? I don't know.
多长一只手啊, 还是怎么样?
Nobody knows what the result of eating these genetically modified vegetables are.
没有人知道这些被改良过, 改造过, 基因改造过的这食物会发生什么事?
I don't want to eat the fake.
我不想吃假的。
I want to eat the real.
我要吃真的。
And John is warning us and he's saying, don't partake of things that are fake.
所以约翰告诉我们说不要接受那些假的东西。
There is a counterfeit anointing.
是有一个伪造的,
and it actually
恩膏,
it opposes the true anointing of the Holy Spirit.
它会来抵挡那个真正的恩膏。
Now, let's talk about the whole idea of false, fake, and pseudo.
所以我们现在来讲到这个, 假的, 模仿的。
Satan is the original imposter.
撒旦魔鬼是第一个假冒的,假装的, 伪造的。
Remember, he was in heaven, he was the archangel.
你知道他在天上,他是一个天使长。
And what did he say before he fell?
他在堕落之前,他怎么说?
I will be like the Most High God.
我要像那至高者,至圣者。
I will fashion myself.
我要装扮自己,
I'll give myself a makeover.
我要给我自己好像化妆一下。
To become like God. Even though I'm not God, I will appear as God.
虽然我不是神，但是我要装扮好像神。
And Jesus even warned us that in the last days, there would be pseudo-Christos.
耶稣自己都警告我们说，在末后的日子会有一些假基督徒，伪装的基督徒。
What is it? False Christs.
哦，是一个假基督。
Yes, and a false Christ would be someone who is empowered by a false Christmas.
所以呢，是一个假的一个灵，假冒，好像是基督。
Pseudo Christos, false anointing.
是一个假的恩膏，假的基督。
It looks real, but it is not real.
看起来很真，但事实上不是真的。
He said they'll even be able to perform great signs and wonders and miracles.
哦，甚至他们可以行很多的奇事，好像是一些的奇迹。
And he said it will even deceive the elect if that were possible.
如果他们行这些事情，可能连选民都会被诱惑。
And Paul spoke of false ministers.
保罗也讲到一些假的传道人。
False apostles.
假的使徒。
Who would do signs and wonders.
他们会做一些奇事。
And they would fool people.
他们会让人受骗。
Through the use of their charisma that is false.
哦，是用一个假的一些吸引力，其实不是真的。
There is a false anointing.
是有一个假的恩膏。
It looks like the real anointing.
看起来很像真的恩膏。
But it wars against the true anointing.
但是这假的会跟真的恩膏互相的敌对。
It's like that medicine that pharmacist was giving out.
就好像那个药剂师所给出去的那个药剂一样。
It will not bring deliverance.
不能够真正的释放人。
It will not bring healing.
不会真正的让人得医治。
It will actually bring bondage.
其实真正那个假的这个恩膏会让人落在捆绑的里面。
Why am I teaching this today?
我今天为什么要教这个？
Because I feel like John felt.
因为我跟约翰有相同的感受。
Listen to me.
你听啊。
The charismatic church is being polluted today by false anointing.
今天这个灵恩的教会有被这些假的恩膏所污染。
Many people that really need healing and need faith and need freedom are not finding it.
今天那些真正需要自由的人，好像现在找不到真正的自由释放。
Because there are many unscrupulous ministers today.
因为今天有一些非常不诚实的一些传道人。
They are more like showmen than true ministers of the gospel.
他们好像像是一个表演者，更过于是一个真正神的仆人。
And you can always tell the difference between the true and the false.
你一定可以分辨得出什么是真和假。
Because the false do not align with the word of God.
因为假的，他们所讲的跟圣经是不符合的。
So many people today are becoming intrigued by experiences.
今天很多人他们都被一些的现象所吸引。
But these experiences are not found in the Word of God.
但是这一些的经历，这些的现象是圣经里找不到的。
And I'm sent to the body of Christ.
神差派我到神的身体里。
Along with many other teachers and preachers of the Word of God.
还有会同其他的神的仆人们。
To make sure that we stay biblical in everything that we're doing.
要确定每一件我们所教导所做的都是合乎神的话。
I've seen people preach and now they don't even open their Bibles anymore.
我现在看到有些人讲到他们连圣经都不用打开了。
They just get up and start telling jokes.
他们一开始就是讲一些笑话。
Or maybe dreams they had.
或者讲一些他们有的一些梦。
An angel came to me.
然后天使来看我。
He showed me this.
然后让我看到这个。
I saw a rainbow.
我看到一个彩虹。
I saw a unicorn.
我看。 我看到独角兽。
And they just talk and talk about all these exotic experiences.
所以他们就一直讲一些这些的经历。
Wild stories.
一些真的是意想不到的一些的一些故事。
Unbelievable stories.
不可思议的一些故事。
And they never open the Bible and teach the Word of God.
他们从来不打开圣经教导神的话。
Thank God this conference is a Bible conference. Hallelujah.
感谢神，这是一个有圣经真理的一个特会。我们在研读神的话。
We're growing in the Word of God.
在神的话里成长。
And we're guided by the Word of God.
被神的话所引领。
The false ministers do not want you to study the Scripture.
那些假的这些仆人是不这些传道人是不喜欢用神的话。
They want you to listen to their wild stories.
他们要你听他的一些很狂妄的一些的故事。
But John said, "My little children."
但是约翰说，我的孩子们。
You don't need those kinds of teachers in your life.
你不需要那一类的老师在你的生命里。
Because you have a true anointing from God. Hallelujah.
因为在你里面有一个真正的恩膏。
And we know that you will not be caught in the spirit of error.
所以你们不会被这个荒谬错误的灵所抓住。
I'm not worried about witches.
我不怕这个好像巫师。
I'm not worried about New Age.
或者是新世界的这些教导，我都不怕。
I'm not worried about rock music.
我也不怕这个滚石的音乐。
I'm not worried about the Democrats or the Republicans.
民主党、共和党都不怕。
You know what got me worried?
你知道我怕什么吗?
False anointing in the church.
在教会里面有假的恩膏。
Deception in the church.
有欺骗在教会里。
People that are prophesying wild things that are not true.
有人在预言一些很不可思议的事，但是不是真实的。
People that are teaching things that are not biblical.
教导一些不合乎圣经的道理。
Pharmacists that are giving out.Phony medicine.
他们这药剂师好像给一个假的药。
And the yoke is not being broken.
所以那些沉重恶没有办法被折断。
There's a true anointing, beloved.
有一个真的恩膏。
And there is a false anointing.
也有一个假的恩膏。
What are some marks of the false anointing?
那么假的恩膏有一些什么特征呢？
Let me share them with you quickly.
让我很快地跟大家分享。
Number one, deception.
第一个，欺骗。
Deception,
欺骗
things that are not true,
是假的
things that are not biblical,
不合乎圣经的
as a charismatic Pentecostal minister,
是一个灵恩派的一个牧师
our movement was birthed in strong Bible teaching,
我们的这个整个圣灵的运动是在神很强有力的话语里面所产生出来的
when the Holy Spirit was poured out at Azusa Street,
在 Azusa Street 当圣灵大大的浇灌。
And then in the 60s and 70s, as the charismatic movement spread around the world.
所以60年、70年，圣灵大大的这个一波二波的这些工作。
It was built on strong Bible teaching.
哦，就是在圣经话语的教导的基础上。
But today, the charismatic movement is veering away from Scripture.
但是今天灵恩的运动好像是离开了神的话。
I thank God that in this place we're not doing that. Hallelujah.
我感谢神，在我们当中我们没有这么做。
But we have to.Stay rooted and grounded in the Scripture.
但是我们必须在神话语的根基上继续的深耕建造。
Number two,
第二
lawlessness.
不法。
You can always tell a false anointing by the spirit of lawlessness.
所以呢，你可以认知这个东西，这个恩膏是假的，当中有很多不法的事情发生。
If you look in Matthew chapter 7, verse 23.
如果马太福音第七章。
This is the passage where Jesus is telling those of the judgment day.
是讲到这个末后的日子，审判的日子。
He said, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness."
他就讲到说，你这一些不按照真理而行的人，要离开我。
But they said, "Lord, we prophesied."
他说，主啊，我们有说预言。
Lord, we cast out demons.
我能够有赶鬼呀。
We did miracles. We healed the sick.
我们有做神迹奇事，让人得医治。
And he said, I never knew you. That is lawlessness.
他说我从来不认识你，你们这些作恶的人。
In other words, you were not under the control of the Holy Spirit when you did that.
也就是说，你不是在圣灵的掌管的里面，在做不法作恶的事。这是一个假的恩膏。
And listen, I'm very concerned about the charismatic movement today.
我非常的关心今天的这个这灵恩的运动。
Because there is a lawless attitude that is creeping into our movement.
好像今天有些不法作恶的这样子的气氛在我们的当中。
Don't tell me what to do.
不要告诉我你要怎么做。
I don't need you.
我不需要你。
I don't need a pastor.
我不需要牧师。
I don't need spiritual authority in my life.
我不需要有权柄在我上面。
I'm just going to meet in my home.
我可以就在我家里来做。
Who's your pastor?
谁是你的牧师?
Oh, I don't have that.
我不需要牧师。
Who's your covering?
谁是你的遮盖?
Oh, we don't believe in any
covering. 我们不需要有人来遮盖。
Lawlessness.
这就是一个作恶不法。
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
说 amen.
Inside the charismatic church.
就在一个灵恩的教会的里面。
There is a sense in which people believe that the rules do not apply to them.Because they're filled with the Holy Spirit.
好像有一种的这样子的一个气氛，一个观念，觉得说是他们不需要守法，只要他们有所谓圣灵就可以了。
So you set up a structure in the local church, and they resist it.
所以呢，你如果立下任何的规矩，他们就会反对。
You may say, now here's how we handle prophetic ministry in our church.
我们说好，这个在我们教会呢是这样子来做先知性的服事。
Go around it every time.
他们就绕过而行，绕道而行。
This is how, brother. This is how we pray in our church. We pray this way.
所以弟兄，我们教会呢，我们是这么祷告。
And they go around it. It's rebellion.
这个就是反叛。
And then we wonder.
然后我们就
why we lay hands on the sick and nobody gets healed.
我们就想，难道然后我们就想不通，为什么按手在人身上，那个人不得医治呢？
We as God's people must be very careful to be submissive.
所以神的孩子，我们必须要非常谦卑顺服。
We have to love the order of God, amen.
我们要爱神所给我们的次序。
That is the mark of the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
这就是有真正圣灵恩膏的一个特质。
There is manipulation for money. That's another sign.
好，另外的一个就是好像是manipulate.
You
操纵。Yeah, 要能够好像敛财。
You can always see when false ministers are trying to manipulate you to get you to give to their ministry.
那个假的传道人好像总是会要想你那边能够多得一点钱财。
You'll always find fraud and financial sin in false ministry.
在那个假的这个事工的里面，或者是服事里面，你一定会看到。有这个财务上或这些里面的欺骗。
Now in a godly church we give.
那么在神的家里面，我们是奉献。
We take offerings.
我们会要接受奉献。
But we never manipulate the people. We never try to control the people financially.
但是呢，我们不会在财务上要好像掌控别人。
Be very careful when you see that.
要非常的小心，当你看到这些东西。
And number four, extremism.
第四，极端。
You know, I love balance.
你知道我非常重视平衡。
The true anointing, brothers and sisters, is very balanced and beautiful.
真正神的恩膏是非常平衡的，是很美的。
And I'm not sure what it is about extreme things that is attractive to some people.
我不知道为什么有很极端的事情对人就很有吸引力。
For some people, the weirder it is, the better.
对有些人讲，越奇怪他越喜欢。
I don't like weird.
我不喜欢奇怪。
I don't like extreme.
我不喜欢极端。
Because Jesus is balanced and strong.
因为耶稣是强壮又平衡的。
And you can always tell right here in your heart.
就在我们的心里我们知道。
When something's becoming excessive and extreme.
有些东西好像是太过分了而且太极端。
And we're losing the true function of the anointing.
我们失去了那恩膏真正所要做的。
Now let me give you the third one and then we're going to pray.
然后我要给你第三个，然后我们就祷告。
Are you getting anything out of this?
你们有没有一些得着
？I'm teaching you.
我在教导你。
You're becoming mature and strong.
你们现在越来越在这教导的里面。
Look at you, you're getting stronger right now.
你看，你们现在越来越强壮了，越来越成熟了。
We're going to pray in just a minute.
在几分钟我们就要祷告。
And we're going to see the yokes broken. Amen.
然后我们就看到那个沉重轭就要被断开。
But we're going to walk out of here wiser in the things of God.
所以当我们离开这里的时候，我们要更在神的里面有智慧。
True anointing.
真的恩膏。
Pseudo or false anointing.
仿造假冒的恩膏。
And anti-anointing.
敌对的或者是敌恩膏。
Anti-anointing.
敌恩膏。
John spoke of the Antichrist spirit.
约翰又讲到这个敌基督的灵。
That which opposes the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
是抵挡圣灵的恩膏。
Now we know he said that in the last days there are many Antichrists.
他说在末后的日子有很多的敌基督。
And there is a spirit of Antichrist.
而且这个敌基督的这个灵。
And eventually, a real Antichrist will arise.
那最后呢，真的有那么一位敌基督会来临。
What is the anti-anointing?
什么是敌恩膏呢？
It is anything that arises to oppose Christ and His Spirit.
是任何起来抵挡神和他灵的东西。
And just like the anointing is a power,
就好像那个恩膏是有能力的。
The anti-anointing is also a power.
那这个敌恩膏也是有能力。
Only it's not the power to liberate and set free.
但是不是是让人得自由得释放。
It's a spirit that wants to bind the things of God.
而是要来捆绑属神的人和属神
事。Do you know there are churches that have...An anti-anointing.
你知道有些教会的里面有这个敌恩膏的存在。
They don't want anything of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
他们不要任何属灵的恩赐。
They want to shut that down.
他们要把那个阻止下来。
They want to stop it right there.
他们要它停住。
Anything that has to do with Jesus, there are many things in the world now.
那现在有很多的事情跟就讲到耶稣的。
You can talk about Buddha.
你可以讲这个菩萨。
You can talk about Muhammad,
Muhammad,
but the minute you say Jesus,
但是你一提到耶稣,
you watch that reaction.
哦，你看那个反应。
What is that?
那个是什么?
That's the anti-anointing.
这就是敌恩膏啊。
And we have to be able to discern when that is rising up so that we can pray to defeat it. Hallelujah.
所以我们要分辨这个什么东西有这样子的一个敌恩膏出来，我们就要祷告来断它。
It's a conflict. It's a battle.
哦，是一个征战。
The true anointing.
真的恩膏
the false anointing,
假的恩膏
and the anti-anointing,
跟敌恩膏
We did a prayer walk a few years ago in Berlin.
几年前我们在柏林有一个祷告行进
Now they say that Berlin is the capital of Europe.
人家说这个柏林是欧洲的首都
And the German theologians in the 20s and 30s were very liberal.
在2030年代这个德国的神学家都非常的自由派
And these liberal theologians opposed the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that God was doing in the earth.
所以这些自由派的这些神学家呢，非常的拦阻，好像这个这个神的灵。
And they became very strong against healing and the baptism of the Holy Spirit and prophecy.
他们对于这个先知的这个先知预言，还有对这些恩赐都非常非常的反对。
A few decades after that,
几十年以后,
right there in the city of Berlin,
就在这个柏林城市,
the power of Hitler rose up,
然后这个希特勒的权势就,
and Hitler became one of the great persecutors of the Jewish people.
然后这个希特勒就是一个压迫犹太人的一个人。
One of the signs that we see today in the earth of anti-anointing is anti-Semitism.
现在我们看到有一些这些好像反犹太人的这样的势力在起来。
We love Israel, amen.
我们爱以色列。
Hallelujah, we appreciate the Jewish people and we love them.
我们爱这些神的子民。
But what is the reason that so many today hate the Jewish people?
但是今天为什么很多的人痛恨犹太人？
These are influences.
这些都有影响力。
We were there in Berlin and we went to a museum.Called the Pergamum Museum.
我们去 Pergamum Museum 在柏林城市。
Remember the church at Pergamum in Revelations?
我们记得在这个启示录里面有一个 Pergamum 的这个教会。
Jesus said, "I know your works."
他说我知道你的作为。
There you are, where the seat of Satan is.
就是有撒旦座位的地方。
That was Pergamum.
那个就是 Pergamum.
So Jesus identified the seat of Satan.
他讲到在 Pergamum 就是有这个撒旦的这个座位在那里。
Which was a 40-foot high altar to Zeus.
是给这个宙斯一个四十尺高的一个祭坛这样子。
And this church was there experiencing spiritual warfare from the seat of Satan.
这个教会不断的在这样子一个好像有撒旦座位的地方，在那个地方被攻击。
During the time that the liberal theologians in Berlin were downplaying the power of the Holy Spirit,
所以当这些自由派，这德国自由派的神学家，他们好像在不重视圣灵的工作的时候。
And just prior to that.
那在这之前
German archaeologists found the seat of Satan.
结果呢，这个德国的这一些考古学家找到这样子的一个撒旦魔鬼的好像一个座位。
They found the actual altar of Zeus.
他们真正找到宙斯的这样子的一个祭坛。
And they were so fascinated with it, they dug it up and they brought the whole thing and put it in the middle of Berlin, Germany.
然后他们就把这一个宙斯的这样子的一个祭坛，把它搬到这个柏林的中心。
And Berlin became like a fountainhead of darkness in the world.
所以呢，这个柏林就好像成为一个黑暗、邪恶权势的一个泉源。
The anti-charismatic teachings.
任何是抵挡灵恩的教导。
The rise of anti-Semitism through Hitler.
透过这个希特勒这个反犹太人的这个情绪
，and it was all linked with this anti-anointing altar of Zeus，
都跟这一个敌恩高跟这一个撒旦魔鬼的这个座位都连接在一起。
Brothers and sisters, these are hard things to understand。
这些东西是蛮难了解。
But it's very simple. Let me put it to you this way。
但是其实是非常简单，让我这么说。
There are powers in the world。
在这世上有一些的力量
that are opposed to God's people and God's spirit.
是抵挡神的百姓和神的灵的
And we are encountering them in nations and in cities where we're trying to build churches.
所以在我们所要建立教会的这些城市和地区的里面
How do we gain victory over these kinds of strongholds?
那我们怎么样可以能够在这样子的一个征战里可以得胜呢
Isaiah 10:27
以赛亚十章二十七节
And the yoke will be destroyed.
那个轭能够被断开
Because of the true anointing.
是因为那个真正的恩膏能够断开其中。
Let me close by saying this.
让我最后这么讲。
Stay filled with the anointing.
你要被这个恩膏所充满。
Pray in your heavenly prayer language.
用你那个属天的言语来祷告。
If you've never received it, receive it today.
如果你从来没有用方言祷告，你今天要领受。
Stay in the Word of God.
你要停留在神话语的里面。
Stay away from errors and extremism.
要离开一切的极端还有一些错误。
Do not accept any kind of lawlessness or imitation.
不要接受任何的作恶或者是仿造的东西。
And know that Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, lives inside of you.
你要知道那位受膏者耶稣基督正住在你的里面。
Protect that anointing.
你要保守这样的恩膏。
Guard that anointing.
要保护这样的恩膏。
Keep yourself from sin.
不要犯罪。
Keep yourself from errors and extremes.
要保守你自己，不要落到错误和极端里。
And God will use you to lay hands on the sick.
神就会用你，当你按手在别人身上的时候
，and they will recover, hallelujah.
然后他们会得到恢复。
And when you preach and teach the word, it will be pure and it will break the yokes.
所以当我们用神的话来教导的时候，能够断开沉重的轭。
And when you go into a nation,
当你进到一个国家
，no matter what is waiting for you there,
无论是什么东西在那边等着你
，whatever principality or power is there,
不论什么样的黑暗权势在那个地方
，whatever altars or structures are there,
无论在那个地方有一些什么样的这个这些座位或者这些的祭坛
，the true anointing will break the yoke, amen.
那个真正的恩膏会断开沉重的轭，让我们一起站立起来。
And I want to pray for you.
那为你祷告。
And I'm going to ask the Lord to break the yokes.
我要求神来断开沉重轭
And to bless you with new freedom.
然后让上帝 有一个新的自由来祝福你。
Some of you have come to this conference and you're just weary.
有些人来到这样子一个特会，你里面觉得很软弱。
Weariness is a yoke.
这是一个轭。
You need to have energy in God. Hallelujah.
你需要在神的里面有力量。
We see that yoke destroyed in Jesus' name.
要奉主的名来断开这样沉重的轭。
Some of you are battling with sickness in your body, infirmity.
有些人是有一些的疾病和一些软弱。
Discouragement.
或者是一些的失望、沮丧。
A lack of fruit in your life.
在你的生命里好像没有一些的果子。
A lack of fruit in your ministry.
好像没有一些的成果在你的侍奉里。
I believe that just that fast.
我相信就这么快。
The Lord can break those yokes.
神能够断开这些沉重轭。
And we can see the power of God in our lives. Amen.
我们可以看到神的能力在我们生命里。
Shall we pray together?
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's lift our hands to the Lord Jesus.
让我们一起向神来举手。
Let's receive the anointing right now. Father, in Jesus' name.
天父，我们奉耶稣的名。
I just ask you to loose a powerful anointing in this place, Lord.
求你释放一个大有能力的恩膏。
Lord, I pray for a refreshing to come today,
right now. 一个更新，一个 fresh 的灵在我们里面。
Lord, in the name of Jesus, I come against weariness.
我要来抵挡一切的
I command the spirit of weariness to be broken in this place now.
一切劳累的灵就被断开。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Lord, let new joy come.
让那个新的喜乐降临。
Let new energy come.
新的能力降临。
Let new passion come, Lord.
新的热情进来。
Let the zeal of the Lord consume us right now.
让我们的热爱神的灵在我们里面展开。
Lord, we come against the yokes of sickness and oppression.
一切那个有疾病的那个轭。
Every form of illness,
任何每一种的疾病
every form of physical weakness,
或者是身体的疾病
if you need healing, say, Lord,
如果你需要医治，你说主
I receive your healing,
我接受你的医治
I declare that I am anointed,
我宣告我是被恩膏的
and the yoke is broken in Jesus' name,
在耶稣基督名里面，我的轭被断开了
now there's one more that I must pray for,
还有一个我要祷告。
And that is the yoke of anxiety.
一个焦虑的灵，一个焦虑的轭。
I come against sleeplessness.
好像一个失眠的灵。
I come against fear in the name of Jesus Christ.
惧怕，我现在奉耶稣基督的名，我来抵挡你。
I come against a spirit of worry and fretting.
或者是一个紧张担忧的灵。
Sleeplessness.
好像让我们没有办法休息。
We break it in the name of Jesus right now. Loose these people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for peace like a river.
Peace like a river.
Peace like a river. Flood your people with peace in this place, Lord. Oh, let's give the Lord praise in this place. Come on. Come on, bless the Lord in this house. Oh, we bless you, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
Let's worship the Lord together.
让我们来敬拜神。
Let's let a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit.
一个新鲜圣灵的洗。
Come now,
come now. 在我们的里面。
Everybody pray in your prayer language.
让我们用方言来祷告。
Come on, lift up your prayer language right now. Hodabadabakosodabadabakosod. If you've never received the gift of tongues, receive it right now. Lift your hands and receive your prayer language right now.
领受神给你的方言。
Come on, everyone pray. Everyone pray. Oh, let the power of the Holy Spirit come upon you.
Come on,
pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. The yoke is being broken. The yoke is being broken right now. Receive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.Come on, let's go into warfare right now. Warfare. We come against the anti-anointing. We come against the false anointing. Everything that opposes the power of the Holy Spirit. Wash us, Lord. Wash us, Lord. Hold on, but see, if you've ever been prayed for,by someone with a false anointing, Just renounce that in Jesus' name.
Lord, I don't want
any contamination. No contamination of my life. No contamination of my ministry. I repent of lawlessness. I repent of independence. In the name of Jesus, nothing but the pure anointing of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Now let's give the Lord praise in this place. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Pastor Tom.